This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Everyone, gather around.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Woohoo! Thank God, it's TGIF.
You best put seatbelts on your ears, because I'm going to take them for the ride of their life.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
The weekend?
Ready when you are, baby.
So without further ado,
please welcome the finest broadcaster.
Welcome to the show.
Showtime.
Nothing feels like Friday, everybody. Finally here.
Right.
Welcome to the weekend. Let us be the first to welcome you to the weekend. Couple days to do whatever you want to. Maybe some of you have a three-day weekend coming up. Maybe, just maybe, some of you are off all week next week for Thanksgiving week.
What?
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, a lot of people
gotta
are
prepare
off
that week. Stomach.
Yeah, you do. You gotta get ready. Trust me, I've been spending the entire year stretching mine out.
Get that going there.
So I'm ready. I'm ready for Thursday. Less than a week to go until Thanksgiving, coming fast. Who's putting up a tree this weekend? Who's decorating?
Me!
Are you? Are you doing a real tree or an artificial tree?
Oh, Dale, come on. You don't know my bougie self. It's going to be real, of course.
Real tree. All right. And you, do you get it at the same place all the time? Do you know where you're going to get it?
We might go to somewhere different this year. The same place we got our pumpkins, because they do trees, too, and we like them a lot. So.
All right. Well, if that's your plan this weekend, pretty good weather for it. A chance of a shower, but nothing's going to stop you from putting up the tree, hanging the lights, blowing up your inflatables, your giant snowman.
I don't care that you've done me wrong. It's the way
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up at The Wolf Show, odds and ends time. Walmart is delivering live Christmas trees. Not that surprising that they'd be doing that, especially in 2020, but they're also decorating customers' homes for the holidays, too. They have teamed up with Handy Home Services to install outdoor Christmas lights at a cost of $129. So for $129, you can have them come over, they'll bring your tree, and they'll put up your outdoor decorations.
Okay.
I need to sign up for that ASAP.
By the way, two-story homes cost $199. Walmart will also remove the lights after the holidays for $159.
Okay. Well, if you're elderly or you can't get up there, that's a good idea.
You know, and if you've got these, there comes a point in your life where you should not be on a ladder outside your house. It's just too dangerous.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might want to think about if you just have to have those lights up, it's just important to you to have that. You might want to consider this service. This couple in South Carolina recently bought a new house. They were excited. They were inside getting everything squared away. Found
excitement.
A secret drawer. A secret compartment in a closet. How exciting would that be?
Why does it never happen
treasure.
To me? Yeah.
The guy, the husband, was putting stuff away in the closet, and he goes, "What's that?" So he starts fiddling around, and there's this secret compartment, spring-loaded drawer that pops out. And inside the drawer was $25,000 worth of rare coins from the 1800s.
Ooh.
Wow.
His name was James Mumford, and he called the home's former owner and returned the coins to him. The coin collector says he forgot all about the hidden drawer in the closet when they moved out of the house.
Give him a coin. Give him a rare coin to just have for compensation, saying thanks, you know.
And then you say, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, old man. These are mine now.
Right.
You left them.
The whole collection included 46 gold Liberty $5 coins and 18 Morgan silver dollars.
Isn't the rule that if it's attached to the wall somehow, it technically belongs to the new homeowner legally?
The rule is finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Uh-huh.
Possession is what?
That'll 10 tenths
of the wall.
Nine.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me, Judge.
Ten tenths would be all the law. 9 tenths is almost all the law. So, yeah. Possession, 9 tenths of the law. You're right. Listen to them. They're trying to figure out how to keep that bunch of coins for themselves.
Duh.
We're greedy and broke.
Not talking about what a great guy that was for returning it. Hey, you should have kept those.
Hey, forget
normally
about
I'm
him.
That person. It's Christmas time. I'm broke.
Delta Airlines says they will not now sell middle seats on flights until at least March because of the Rona. We now know when Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out, you know, all these movie companies, these production companies are going, what are we going to do with these movies? We've already got them in a can. We need to get them out. How long is it going to be before the theaters open? Some of these chains may not even reopen. They may just fold up.
Yeah.
Well, they have decided that Wonder Woman 1984 is going to debut on HBO Max and in theaters on Christmas Day.
So, it's not really the movie from 1984. It's called Wonder Woman 1984.
That's right. That's right. That is the name of it. Wonder Woman
1984. It still has young, beautiful Gal Gadot.
Yes.
Well, I know that you two will be front row watching that up close and personal.
Nah, middle row. I want to see it all.
Hey, there's all this discussion about who's going to replace Alex Trebek, you know, on Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Who would make a great host? You know, George Stephanopoulos says he wants to do that job. He'd be interested in doing it, although he's happy doing what he's doing now and doesn't really know if he could do both. Probably not. How many do they tape a day of
like
Jeopardy?
Five or six, supposedly.
LeVar Burton. There is a change.org petition out there calling for LeVar Burton to be the next host of Jeopardy. It has over 80,000 signatures on it.
Really?
That's the guy from Reed and Rainbow?
LeVar Burton. Was in the movie Roots. He was also in the Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had the visor on. I think Geordi LaForge was his character's name.
But he was in Reading Rainbow, right? Host of Reading Rainbow?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
Yeah, he was.
What?
Yeah, trust me. He's part of Reading Rainbow, which I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I just Googled it. I got it. Yep. Same guy. Okay, we're on the same page now.
The Pfizer vaccine is now officially 95% effective and safe. That's up 5% from last week and matches the effectiveness of Moderna's vaccine. NBC says Pfizer plans to seek FDA approval immediately so they can get this thing out there. And by the way, let's make sure we thank Dolly Parton for investing $1 million.
$1 million.
Into the research to get these vaccines out there. She put $1 million into it.
Does anybody want to invest $1 million in me?
I don't. Just so you know.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, you're welcome. She's still trying to figure out how to fill out that Christmas list.
Yeah.
She's still mad she didn't find a secret drawer full of coins when they bought that house.
I don't know about you, but time.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Stuffing that stocking with stuff that's rocking. We're trying to find all this cool stuff for you that you might not think about, you might not know about. And today's little stuffer, I'm telling you, this thing's amazing.
Will it blow your mind?
It blew my mind when I saw it.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
The name of this thing is the Magnetic Levitating Bluetooth Speaker with LED effects.
Here's my credit card. Whoa. Take it.
This thing is so cool. Can we post a picture of it up?
Yeah, of course. I put our daily stocking stuffer on our Instagram and Facebook stories every day so you can see them.
Once you see this, you're going to want it because it has this base and the speaker itself is a ball. It's a sphere, but it floats over the base.
Yeah.
And it's got these LED light effects.
Oh my gosh,
well,
I'm looking at it right now. Holy crap,
forget,
the thing
forget
is cool.
About SpaceX. This is better.
Doesn't that make you want that when you see it?
Yeah, for sure. The thing's awesome.
That is one of the coolest little gadgets I've ever seen. It would be great. Everybody having a home office now. You can't go to office. Now they got everything. Get something cool for them for the home office. It's just I love this thing. I may get myself one for Christmas.
Wow. Okay.
When I got home yesterday, I went on the interwebs and started noodling around for it and looking at seeing how. Oh, I love the thing.
But it is pretty good on it.
It is hard. Yes. It's brand new, and it's this base and it's a sphere, a ball. Where your audio comes out, but that ball is floating in midair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dale, does that affect the metal plate in your head?
No, only when the microwave gets revved up. That's when it
then his leg starts to twitch. Got it.
Oh, gosh.
That's when that happens.
Two black Cadillacs.
Hitting them good vibes. Good
vibes. We're throwing them good vibes around. It's finally Friday.
Hey. Tell
you what, about all the good vibe you need, isn't it? Knowing today's Friday, knowing the weekend's ahead, knowing you got two days to do whatever you want to do.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It is Friday. Just is a great feeling. Hope you've got a great weekend plan, whatever you're going to do. Who's up first this morning? Who wants to go?
I have some financial advice for Friday for a possible payday for you.
Grab your pens.
Write it down. Here's one of my favorite quotes. Always borrow money from a pessimist. He won't expect it back.
Jesus.
It's true. Come on.
I literally had my pen in my hand waiting for that one, but it was nothing.
Write it down. I'm watching. Okay.
Please redeem him, Annie. Please.
So, I'm pretty excited because the Grinch better look out. The virus is not stopping. Is it, would you say NORAD?
NORAD.
From tracking Santa this year. I'm super, super, super excited. So, of course, NORAD always tracks Santa, where he's going, his movements, how he is flying across the world. And a lot of people thought, oh, no, because of COVID, we're not going to be able to see where Santa is this year. That's a lie. Fake news. We got Santa. We're tracking him. It's happening. They have a few less volunteers this year because of the virus, but they're still working really hard to make sure that you're going to know where Santa is 24/7 on his journey to your house. And they say if you call the hotline like people do in the past, some people will get the workers, but some people will get that automated voice message that kind of tells you an update of where Santa is location-wise. So they said just be patient with them, bear with them, but they are there. They are going to be tracking Santa, so no worries. We're going to know his whereabouts at all times.
Good.
Good news. Listen to this story here. This is so cool. This mom, she has 5 kids. Of course, she had to put everything on hold to take care of these 5 children. They live in Louisiana. And she has finally gotten herself in a position to go to school. She's been going to school. And on top of that, she is on track to graduate from college with one of her sons.
Hey!
All right!
She is going to graduate from the same school, on the same stage, on the same day with one of her sons.
She's out there, Ma, stop fixing my collar. Quick.
Yeah,
come on.
That is so cool, though. I love that.
She started college back in 1993. She has finally finished it. She's had to do it a piece at a time. She now has a 4.0 grade point average.
Wow.
And is planning on graduate school on top of that. How nice.
Hey, never give up.
Never give
up.
That's right. I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be.
The Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I love our holiday traditions, like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up, honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?
I like it. We're gonna decorate it.
for Jesus. And then I'm gonna hang my socks over the fireplace. Fill them with candy. Maybe I'll tie some leaves to the ceiling, see if I can get some action. But now I gotta puke on that couch. Merry Christmas. Some people get so into Christmas they decorate their yards. It seems completely backwards. All right, chop down that tree, bring it in here. Take all these lights, put them out there. Oh, I really gotta get a job.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Parker McCollum's Pretty Hard. Ugly Christmas trees. Do you have one? Do you do it on purpose? Do you know someone who does an ugly tree? Everybody was talking about the Rockefeller Center tree this year and how bad it looked. Chase was going, oh, this thing is horrible. Look at this thing. It's a train wreck. It's terrible.
It is.
It literally is 2020 summed up in the Christmas tree. We are all looking forward to this moment. And here it is to just back up what this tree looks like.
Yeah, if 2020 were a Christmas tree, this is what it would look like. If you're planning on a pilgrimage to Rockefeller Center, you might want to wait till next year.
I mean, I know that they add the branches and stuff, but do they always look this bad beforehand? Like, it's rough.
Well, you know, the tree is always, it's a real tree, and they find a farm or someplace, somebody who has property, who's willing to, you know, to donate the tree, and then they go get it, and they bring it by helicopter into, you know, the city.
And the rough ride in. What'd they go through, Chicago?
Wow, that's a good one.
Went through a horrible storm. I don't know. So how about you? Ugly Christmas tree. Do you know somebody who has an ugly Christmas tree, either on purpose or they put it up and thought it looked great and neat and unusual, but it's really just tacky? What do you think? Let us know. We got a lot of comments already, I believe, on this. I know I've gotten several texts myself about how people are say that, well, we do it on purpose because we do the tacky tree because we think it's funny.
I have a lot of people who have the little desk tree. There's like three branches, and they're like, oh, 'tis the season. Okay, I get it. If that's your thing, that's great. Awesome.
I got to tell y'all, my mom loves the Charlie Brown tree. And my stepdad does too. So she bought him like the little Charlie Brown Christmas tree set. Got the pitiful little tree with the little pitiful star and like the one ball or whatever it is, however it works out, and the little Charlie Brown character. She lives for it.
I have some friends who have spent years collecting all these tacky ornaments and stuff that have to do with Christmas vacation. And everything from the little motorhome ornaments to the burn-up chair to whatever, all hanging on this tree. And they do like several, they got a big house, and they do several trees. And one of them is this tacky tree that's all Christmas vacation themed. For me, I love it because I love Christmas Vacation. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. I have to watch it every year.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're a Christmas Vacation hater, don't get me started. Don't make me come to your house and tie you to a chair and make you watch it, then explain to you why it's funny. Because I'll do that. All right.
What a nightmare.
I'm sitting here looking at Facebook, and someone had commented on here and said that they love the ugly trees. They said when their kids were younger, they would always rescue the ugliest tree on the lot so it wouldn't be alone on Christmas.
The little scraggly left behind.
I know, I think it was not last year, 2 years ago, we were just about to have Frank. And I wanted a live tree so bad. It was a little bit of a tight Christmas for us, but I was like, honey, I want a live tree. And he's like, okay, well, I guess we'll have to go to Food Lion. We really did not have a lot of money. And so we went to Food Lion. We got our tree. I was so happy. I love my live trees. Put it up. And I want to say within 2 days, it was just almost dead. I mean, we couldn't even keep it lit because we were so scared. It was
you didn't get the fresh cut. Didn't get the fresh cut. You have to get the fresh cut.
We didn't
cut,
have right? money for fresh cut.
All right. How about you, 680-WOLF? You can text or call that number. Talk about your trees, your friends' trees. Yeah, we can talk about your friends. They're not listening anyway.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, talking ugly Christmas trees. How about you? Go.
Hey.
Hey, man, what you doing?
Christmas tree, our family does both. We go pick one out as a family that is the nice, pretty tree, and then we let the kids go out on our land and pick whichever tree they want to cut down for their little Charlie Brown Christmas tree that they decorate by the ornaments that they make.
Okay.
That's so cool. All right.
You know, we used to do that when I was a kid, too. My parents would let us go out on our property and cut down. Usually it ended up being some little white pine that we'd bring in. And we put all the, like, little ornaments we painted or whatever and hang them on it. It was pretty pathetic. But if you're a parent, you're going, oh, look at that.
I used to go out and pick a tree branch out. It was called a switch, and I had to pick it myself.
We even had to make sure that certain ornaments got on one side or the other to keep the tree from leaning.
But the heavy ones over here. Thanks for calling, man.
Y'all have a good day.
How about you? Ugly tree stories. 680-WOLF. LBT now.
Thought you'd change the weather. Saw a little storm.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase. It's 7:42. And yes, it's finally Friday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Mount Hermon, Virginia. Population 4,159.
Salute!
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
We made USAA renters insurance for the stuff you love.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's Gabby Barrett and I Hope. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's finally Friday. Let's break out those party hats.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be some.
If you're celebrating today, what a way to kick off the weekend. You share your birthday with Josh Turner, who's 43, Dierks Bentley, who's 45, Joe McHale is 49.
Funny guy. Joel McHale is so funny. Love that.
You know, I didn't like him until I started watching The Masked Singer, and him and Ken Jeong have like a weird friendship, and so Joel makes a lot of appearances on Masked Singer. I don't know. They're just funny. They have good chemistry, and he's a pretty cool guy. Joe Walsh from the Eagles is 73 today.
All night long.
Lots of Joes. Joe Biden is 78 today. And the Clemson head coach, Dabo Swinney, however you say it, is 57 today. We have some local birthdays. Elise Bergman of Jamestown, Thomas Ramsey of Kernersville, Angie Pilcher of King, Shane Elstead of Kernersville, and Brandon Warden of Walkertown. And we missed one yesterday, sweet little Katie Richards of Kernersville. So happy belated birthday. And if you want to get your future birthday in, go ahead and enter it now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
See the world through whiskey glasses.
I can't believe it. We have finally made it, guys. What day is it?
It's Friday!
Yeah.
Good morning. Everyone, gather around.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Woohoo!
Thank God it's TGIF.
You best put seatbelts on your ears, because I'm going to take them for the ride of their life.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
The weekend?
Ready when you are, baby.
So without further ado.
Christmas Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go.
Getting close.
Right now, here we go.
TGIF, am I right or what?
Right you are,
Come Friday night, it's finally Friday, I'm free again.
I've been working all week and I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, I want to have fun, time for a good time.
Friday night.
Ooh, take it from us, it is finally Friday, the weekend is here. 2 days to do what you want to do.
Yeah, baby.
Two and a half if you get sick today.
I got to give you half a free. Take it from me.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Jordan Davis, take it from me. It's 8:06. Off to the land of law and order now. It's Nimrod News time. Now, we would have gone with stealing the chicken fries, but this guy decided to go a different direction. And did he really think that a Burger King rakes in so much cash that they wouldn't notice this much is missing? 35-year-old guy named Daniel Andrews from Pelham, Alabama. Last August, he came up with a plan to steal cash from his job at Burger King. Here's what he figured out. Instead of doing it the old-fashioned way and just taking the money out of the cash register a little at a time, he created fake employees in the store's computer, then managed to get them on the payroll.
This is really complicated.
With their pay going directly into his checking account. So he created the fake employees, and for the direct deposit, all of them had his checking account numbers.
That's where he messed up. He needs new checking accounts.
Well, he had different checking accounts. He did. He had different checking accounts.
With different names, different aliases, different hair color, eye color.
Well, it took him a while to figure it out because Daniel managed to steal almost $30,000 over the course of a year.
Shoo.
Until he was caught, he was charged with theft, identity theft, and computer tampering. Folks, use your powers for good.
Yes.
If you can sit down and figure this little scheme out, there's got to be something good you could do with that.
Correct. Find criminals that do that, for instance. Get paid a lot of money.
Yeah. True. Start your own investigative service or whatever. But yeah. Yeah, so he's in jail now down in Alabama because he did that. Now Burger King is going through this whole big sweep trying to figure out if anybody else has figured out how to do this and is doing it and how to prevent this from ever happening again.
Yeah, I would have went for the chicken fries instead.
Right. Yeah, I'm simple. Just give me 3 or 4 orders of chicken fries a day. I'm good.
They catch me? All right, sorry.
And some of that sauce, too.
Ooh. I can't count the times.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Friday can mean only one thing. 5 fun facts for your Friday, because we know you want to get into the weekend. You don't want to think too much, so we're just going to have fun with this. Did you know the reason Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origins, he's an orphan who didn't know his own birthday, so he loved other kids' parties.
Really?
Did you know I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm very good friends with them, with the head honcho, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I do know what you're saying.
I've danced at birthday parties.
Oh.
I've worn the ears and the tail.
Oh.
I've been the big cheese.
So if you're into that, there you go.
I'm your girl. I still remember the birthday dance. You're a birthday star at Chuck E. Cheese. Special guest we all aim to please.
Oh, and she's nobody can see this, but she's actually doing the movements too, so that's
yeah. Right. I've got it down packed. You're welcome.
Whew, Dale, that was a great hire. All right, moving on. Costco sells roughly 1/8 of all the blueberries in the world.
Really?
1/8. Guys.
Who figured this out?
Somebody, because I just copied and pasted this. Somebody figured this out. Somebody. I'm sure it was legitimate, too. By the way, anybody who listens to 5 Fun Facts every day, please don't question me on it, because I'm just saying I have no idea. Number 3, the official medical term for the butt crack. Does anybody want to take a stab? Go ahead.
The southern regional crevice.
No.
It's a moist crevice.
I don't know.
The intergluteal cleft.
Okay.
The intergluteal cleft.
Hard to work that into a conversation.
You can if... Yeah. Never mind. I'm not going down that road. Did you know Flaccid Pickles uses a stork as the mascot because pregnant women are known to crave pickles?
Yeah. I knew that.
I heard somebody when they were pregnant that they only wanted pickles and ice cream together.
Yeah.
Great.
So I guess if that's the thing you're into, might as well. And this is my favorite fact of the day, the fifth and final fun fact for your Friday. The woman who invented the chocolate chip cookie was Ruth Wakefield. She sold the recipe to Nestle in the 1930s in exchange for a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Yeah, that's what
smart woman.
What I would have done.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Thanks for all your calls, your comments about ugly trees, your ugly trees, other people's ugly trees you've had by accident, ugly trees on purpose. Some people do it on purpose. Watch your story, 680 Wolf. Wake up with Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I was calling about the Christmas tree.
You go, girl.
All right. Well, my nanny, God bless her soul, she loved red on a Christmas tree. Now, she had an artificial tree, and it was pretty, but she had the great big, like, red lights, like they that were from, like, the 70s, the outside lights that she put on the tree on the inside.
Yeah.
And then she put red bows all around the tree. And so when it was not lit, it was okay. But when she lit that thing, it was like looking at the, directly into the sun. She would have to have sunglasses on to stare at it. And she thought it was the most beautiful tree in the world. But it was like, it would blind you when you looked at it. But God bless her heart, I put that thing up for her every year. And every year we had to put those red lights and those red bows. And I kept saying, Nanny, don't you want to change colors? No, I like my red.
What a great story.
God bless her heart.
Great story.
God bless her.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.
You saw it on Facebook, and it made you cringe. It's Facebook Fights on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Thanks to Tiffany. She sent this one in. It's a yard sale page in King. They decided to bring out the big guns, literally, when an older guy named Arthur was posting about his concern in their community. Arthur is going to be done by Dale. Conrad will be Chase, and I'll voice Vanessa. So here we go.
This young girl was knocking at my door and ringing the bell while her mom was standing out in the street. It was way past six, way too dark for any parent to be allowing their youngins to go from door to door bothering folks. And I sure as heck ain't answering the door if you do. I was just standing there, staring out the window, waiting for them to go away. You know, you can never be too careful these days.
She was just fundraising for her little school event. What's the harm in that?
Hey, man, I'm right there with you. Why don't we do something about this?
I'm ready, Conrad. What you got in mind?
Let's meet up and start a community watch group like with guns, you know, real enforcement.
Y'all, it was a little girl. What reinforcement could you need? How often do people really stop by your door after dark anyways?
Hell yeah, brother. You know I'm always packing a little heat. We could be the ACW, the Armed Community Watch.
Yeah, you gotta nip this stuff in the bud before it gets out of hand.
We could set up a little checkpoint chicky at the end of the street.
Conrad, ain't you tired of getting put in Facebook jail? You want to know what real jail is like? Y'all keep it up with this. I'm screenshotting everything as evidence.
Ain't you tired of messing around with all these men out here in Stokes County? You done already had about six or seven different youngins.
Oh, hell no. You ain't gonna talk to me like that, you white trash gun nut.
Hey, Vanessa, these gun nuts kick butt. Next door news. Annie, what you got?
So the big guy is in town. He's asking, would you like fries with that? And I am saying yes, the big guy, Santa Claus himself.
Santa!
I know him.
This next door news story was sent over to me by a lady named Martha. She's from Thomasville. And I'm super happy to say that on this Friday, we're going to have some good neighborhood news instead of all the drama. And so Santa Claus is going to be hanging out in Martha's neighborhood tomorrow, Saturday. And you can see him drive-through style. I mean, seriously, would you like fries with that or what? Anyways, Martha knows old Saint Nick personally, and she shared her hood's Light Up Holidays neighborhood event with me. She lives on Commerce Street in Thomasville, and they've got all the lights out, the windows decorated. It really is a winter wonderland, and of course, the best part is Santa, and you'll get to see his magical workshop, too. So that's kind of really cool, and I think it's super, super cool that instead of standing out in the cold tomorrow, you get to visit with him from your nice, warm car. And BYOHC, bring your own hot chocolate and your wish list with you if going down in her neighborhood.
Nice.
And it warms my little hippie heart to know that a whole community has come together to do some awesome stuff like this for the kids. Even with things as crazy as it is, you know, it's cool how we as humans can really adapt and overcome.
They should all get together as a community and sage the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.